Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Web Takes Shape. By late 1990, Tim Berners, Lee had erected the essential corridor of what would come the World Wide Web. But the web was further than just a clever collection of technologies. It was a complete armature, a frame, that had the power to reshape the way the world participated and understood information. Tim's system combined three core technologies. HTML, hypertext markup language, a simple language to produce and structure documents. HTTP, Hypertext Transfer Protocol, a system that allowed guests, cyber surfers, and waiters to communicate. URI, Uniform Resource Identifier, a way to uniquely identify every piece of content on the web. Together, these rudiments created a universal and decentralized platform. Anyone could make a runner, publish it to a garçon, and incontinently make it available to the world. All you demanded was a URL. And anyone could class it into a cyber surfer and go directly to your content. The true genius of Berners, Lee's approach was then just in the tools, but in the open, free, and inclusive nature of the system. There were no doorkeepers, no warrants, no borders. The web was born not as a marketable product, but as a global commons. Two, the first website, http://info.cern.ch. Tim launched the first website at CERN in December 1990. It was hosted on his coming computer, with a marker stuck on the machine that read, "This machine is a garçon. Do not power down." The runner itself was simple but major. It explained the basics of the World Wide Web, including how to install CyberSurfer, how to produce web runners, and how to use hyperlinks to link between runners. It was a stoner's primer to the future. Tim's CyberSurfer, also called World Wide Web, was both a bystander and an editor. This two-way capability was important to him. The web, he believed, should be a cooperative space. Anyone should be suitable to write and contribute, not just consume. Unfortunately, the two-way editing capability was soon lost as newer cyber surfers concentrated only on browsing. But the principle that the web belonged to everyone remained central to his vision. Three, the web goes public. In 1991, the software was released beyond CERN other institutions via the Internet, still in its early days of mercenary use. Berners, Lee uploaded the CyberSurfer, Garçon software, and attestation. Beforehand adopters, primarily scientists and masterminds, began experimenting. One of the first to produce a public website was Nicola Pello, a pupil who worked with Tim to write an interpretation of the CyberSurfer that would run on textbook, grounded systems. Her work helped bring the web to people using simple outstations, broadening access dramatically. The community around the web started growing presto. In 1992, there were about 26 websites. By 1993, there were over 200, and by the end of 1994, there were thousands and more were appearing every day. Universities, exploration labs, and tech potterers were the first to publish content. But soon, governments, media outlets, and POTS followed. The web was growing exponentially. 4. The part of CyberSurfers. While Berners, Lee created the first CyberSurfer, it was Mark Andreessen and his platoon at the NCSA, National Center for Supercomputing Applications, who erected the Mosaic CyberSurfer in 1993. Mosaic added support for images, buttons, and a graphical interface, making it far more charming to everyday druggies. Mosaic's success touched off the web CyberSurfer smash, which ultimately led to the development of Netscape Navigator, Internet Explorer, and others. While Tim didn't tête-à-tête produce these marketable cyber surfers, his work laid the foundation for all of them. More importantly, he assured that the web norms remained open so that anyone could make tools for the web without demanding authorization or licenses. This openness helped help Seller Cinch. Heft, where one company might try to control the web's core functions. Berners, Lee's early commitment to decentralization was visionary and critical. 5. Naming the world the power of the URL. One of the most misnew but essential corridors of the web was a uniform resource locator, URL. To the average stoner, a URL was just a strange string, like http://www.example.com/index.html. But to Berners-Lee, this was the address system of the web. Just as every home on a road has a postal address, every piece of content on the web demanded a precise and unique address. The URL was critical to the web's function. It allowed content to be reliably set up, participated, and linked anyhow of its position. And by supporting multiple protocols like HTTP, FTP, Mailto, Berners, Lee designed URLs to work beyond just the web. They were resource locators for a digital macrocosm. Though simple in design, the URL was a foundation of digital structure and a testament to Berners-Lee's foresight. 6. Spreading the word, evangelizing the web. As the web began to grow, Berners-Lee became its principal evangelist. He traveled to conferences, spoke to software masterminds, and reached out to inventors around the world. He wasn't dealing a product. He was participating in an idea. He faced dubitation from some diggings, especially from those invested in other systems like Gopher or proprietary databases. Critics argued the web was too open, too disorganized, too lawless. But Tim believed that openness was its strength. He frequently repeated his core principles. Universality. The web should work for anyone, anyhow their tackle, software, language, or disability. Decentralization. No single person or company should control the web. Non-discrimination. The web should be neutral and free from suppression or content. Grounded restrictions. These principles weren't just moral statements. They were specialized and social armature. 7. The World Wide Web Consortium, W3C. By 1994, the web had come so important that there was a need for governance, not control, but collaboration. Berners-Lee innovated the World Wide Web Consortium, W3C, at MIT, bringing together tech companies, universities, and governments to set common norms for the web. The W3C assured that the web remained interoperable, that a runner written on one cyber surfer could be read on another, and that new technologies would not break the web's core functions. Under Berners-Lee's leadership, the W3C developed HTML specifications, CSS for visual styling, XML for structured data, availability norms to include people with disabilities. The W3C became the spiritual and specialized slave of the web, helping it evolve without getting fractured. 8. The web and the commercial world. By the mid-1990s, businesses began to see the web's eventuality for commerce, marketing, and media. Online stores, digital journals, and web-grounded services sprang up fleetly. The FLEC-com smash had begun. While Berners-Lee ate marketable invention, he remained deeply committed to conserving the public mileage of the web. He bothered that the affluence of plutocrat and advertising would lead to walled auditoriums, exclusive platforms, and centralized control. To help this, he and the W3C pushed for norms that kept the web open. Web norms should end favor any one company. Cyber surfers should all support common protocols. Content should be movable and discoverable by any stoner. These battles were not always easy. Tech titans frequently tried to put personal extensions. But Tim's quiet determination and the growing influence of the W3C helped keep the web on a path of openness. 9. Berners-Lee's vision, a web for good. Throughout the 1990s and into the 2000s, Tim Berners-Lee continued to write, speak, and advocate for the ethical elaboration of the web. In his 1999 book, Weaving the Web, he laid out his gospel the web was not just a tool, it was a social invention, a space where people could unite, learn, and grow together. It demanded to be defended, nurtured, and made accessible to everyone. He imagined a web that could support education for all, open scientific exploration, global collaboration on participated challenges, the protection of mortal rights. These ideals were an abstract. They were erected into the armature of the web itself, its norms, protocols, and design gospel. 10. The heritage of invention. By the end of the decade, the web had come the defining invention of the ultramodern world. It was changing how people worked, learned, communicated, safeguarded, governed, and pictured. And it had all started with one man's idea, that information should be linked, open, and widely accessible. Tim Berners, Lee no way sought riches or recognition. He declined to patent the web. He gave away the law. And he spent his life working to cover the integrity of what he created. In doing so, he changed the world not through subjection or control, but through connection. The web expands beyond imagination. By the mid-1990s, the World Wide Web had grown far beyond CERN, its motherland. What began as a simple system for experimenters to partake information had evolved into the most transformative communication tool humanity had ever seen. In just five times, the number of websites soared from a many dozen to hundreds of thousands. The FLEC com smash was underway. Businesses, governments, and individualities rushed to stake their claim in this new digital home. The world was waking up to the eventuality of the web, not just as a means to partake information, but as a platform for commerce, art, education, and culture. Tim Berners-Lee, still working at MIT and directing the World Wide Web Consortium, W3C, had watched his creation come a global miracle, but he wasn't reposing in celebrity. He was concentrated on commodity far more important. ICE and the web stayed free, universal, and open. 2. A global explosion. In 1994, the first major marketable websites launched. Companies like Yahoo, Amazon, and eBay surfaced, revolutionizing how people searched, bought, and vended goods online. Suddenly, the web was no longer a place just for academics. It was for everyone. The release of Netscape Navigator, one of the first extensively used cyber surfers, opened the levees. It handed a friendly interface, easy navigation, and cross-platform support. Netscape's public IPO in 1995 sparked a delirium. Adventure capital swamped into Silicon Valley, funding startups that promised to webify everything from grocery shopping to news delivery. Soon, web design came an art form. Spot started incorporating plates, robustness, background music, and interactive features. JavaScript enabled inventors to make dynamic, responsive websites. CSS offered important styling capabilities. And behind it all, the foundation remained HTML, HTTP, and URL, the simple technologies created by Berners-Lee. 3. Challenges of rapid growth. With explosive growth came growing pains. The web, still youthful, was floundering to keep up with the prospects of its new druggies. Then were some of the major issues. Cyber surfer wars broke out between Netscape and Microsoft, each trying to eclipse the other with personal features, frequently breaking comedy. Security vulnerabilities were uncovered as hackers began exploiting excrescences in web technologies. Searchability came a major problem. How could druggies find applicable information among millions of runners? Inconsistent design and lack of norms led to poor stoner experience. Tim Berners-Lee saw the chaos not as failure, but as urgency. The time had come for serious collaboration and standardization, and that was exactly what the W3C was erected for. 4. The part of the W3C, the World Wide Web Consortium led by Berners-Lee, was now the central governing body for web norms. But unlike political associations, the W3C operated through collaboration, agreement, and translucency. It brought together major players, cyber surfer inventors, tackle manufacturers, governments, experimenters, and nonprofits, all working to agree on common specifications. Crucial norms developed during this period included HTML 3.2 and 4.0, establishing tables, scripting, and layout advancements. CSS 1 and CSS 2, revolutionizing how web runners were nominated. XML, a luxury language for structured data that could be read by both humans and machines. DOM, Document Object Model, allowing programs to stoutly manipulate web runner structure. Berners-Lee emphasized comedy, availability, and forward, allowing the W3C defied attempts by any single company to dominate the direction of the web. It supported openness at every step. 5. The web for everyone availability and internationalization. One of Berners Lee's most important and frequently overlooked benefactions was his asseveration that the web be inclusive. He understood that a truly universal web must be accessible to people with disabilities, including screen compendiums, keyboard navigation, and captions. Internationalized, so that languages with different scripts, directions, and grammatical rules could be supported. Culturally adaptable, enabling druggies from every region of the world to share completely. Through the W3C, guidelines like the Web Content Availability Guidelines, WCG, were created, setting global norms for inclusive design. This wasn't just a specialized demand, it was a moral bone. The web should reflect the diversity of humanity, not just the precedences of Western inventors. 6. The semantic web adding meaning to data. By the late 1990s, Berners Lee began championing a bold new vision for the web, the semantic web. In its current form, the web was made up of runners readable by humans, but not fluently understood by machines. Computers could display textbook and images, but they could interpret what it meant. The semantic web aimed to change that by tagging data with meaningful metadata, making it possible for machines to understand and process connections between generalities. For illustration, a mortal muscle see, Einstein was born in Germany, and understand that Einstein is a person, Germany is a country, and born indicates an event, but a computer sees only textbook. With semantic norms like RDF, Resource Description Framework, and OWL, Web Ontology Language, Berners, Lee proposed a future where data could be linked, queried, and reasoned about by software agents, unleashing important new operations in healthcare, wisdom, and AI. While the semantic web didn't evolve as snappily as he hoped, its influence is visible moment in linked data, knowledge graphs, and AI training models. 7. The web in the new millennium. As the new renaissance began, the web came deeply woven into everyday life. Hunt machines like Google converted access to knowledge. Social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter changed communication. Web operations began replacing desktop software. Streaming services, e-commerce, and Paul calculating readdressed diligence. And yet, Tim Berners-Lee remained focused on the core values of the web. Universality, one web, not separate webs with different bias or platforms. Interoperability, content and services should work across technologies. Neutrality, all data should be treated inversely, without favor or suppression. He came decreasingly oral about net impartiality, speaking against sweats by telecom providers to charge for access or prioritize certain content. He also advised about surveillance, centralized control, and the corrosion of digital sequestration. His voice carried weight, not as a commercial leader, but as a creator and guardian of the web's original spirit. 8. Honors and recognition. Over the times, Berners-Lee entered global recognition for his benefactions. In 2004, he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. In 2007, he entered the Order of Merit, one of the UK's loftiest honors. He was named to Time magazine's 100 Utmost Important People of the 20th Century. He entered the Turing Award in 2017, the loftiest distinction in computer wisdom. He earned dozens of memorial doctorates and awards from universities and governments around the world. Despite this, he remained humble, private, and deeply married to his work. When asked about his invention, he frequently said, "The web is a tool for humanity to work together at scale." That's all. 9. A turning point challenges to openness. By the 2010s, Berners-Lee saw the web drifting from its founding ideals. Many giant companies now controlled vast portions of online life. Particular data was being gathered and monetized without concurrence. Misinformation, manipulation, and abuse flourished on digital platforms. Surveillance by both governments and POTS came routine. Berners-Lee intimately blamed these developments, stating that the web had failed in numerous ways to live up to its pledge. But he didn't give up. Rather, he launched a new action solid, a design aimed at decentralizing the web and giving druggies back control of their data. Further on this in the coming occasion. 10. The global impact of the web. the web converted every part of mortal life. Education came more accessible than ever. Health information could be participated in continently. Art, music, and culture set up new platforms. Civic movements and global demurs used the web to rally. Families separated by distance stayed connected. The web connected billions of people across every mainland. It created new husbandry, new republic, and new borders of knowledge. And it all began with one man who wanted to help scientists partake information. Tim Berners. Lee didn't just construct a tool. He constructed a medium for global communication. And with it, he changed the course of mortal history.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.